Welcome, everybody. Shin number 960. We're learning today Le'ilay Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar and Zizel. Le'ilay Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refush Le'melio Ben Dina Malka. Getting back to our Malacha of Memachek. Okay, Memachek, Memareach. So now, interesting thing. We went through last year quite a number of examples in reference to the thick substances whereby most of them basically are a Isser Minatayra to Shmir, Alts Memareach, Alts Memachek, Memareach. I just want to go through an interesting concept brought down by Rabbi Simcha Ben Imkon in his Sefer Shabbos Home on page 376. Very interesting. He says that he brings actually from the Sefer Toldos Shmuel that mentions over there, how do we know when a substance is a thick substance? Now, again, according to the Toldos Shmuel, there are some exceptions. There are those who argue a little bit back and forth. Not argue that these categories that we're talking about, these products, actually, or whatever it is that we're talking about, not that they argue that you're allowed to use it, but some say deraisa, some derabbanan. We're just trying to get a feel for what memachek is all about. So he says, interesting, again, b'shem the Sefer Toldos Shmuel, that by the oraisa, how do we know when a substance is minatoira osur tishmir, he says it's like this. One is forbidden to smooth out any substance that is thick enough to hold its shape. Interesting concept. Thick enough to hold its shape. You have, for example, a stick deodorant. You have, for example, desitin. We spoke about yesterday tar. We gave some other examples. Beeswax is another example. Now, he says, interesting, from, again, another way of knowing how this the substance is mamish is asur min haTorah. In other words, on the highest level, we said that there's a few levels that we're going to be talking about. We're still working on the highest level, the worst level, if you want to call it, of memachek, of shmearing. So he says like this, in other words, if a substance is thick enough that when one pokes a hole in it with their finger, the hole remains even after the finger is withdrawn. So interesting, somebody has, for example, tar, right? You stick your finger in it, you remove your finger, it stays where it is, in general, unless it's wet tar, unless it's hot tar or wet tar, in which case nobody's sticking their finger in. Anyways, but these type of things, for example, like desitin, if you have a whole, sometimes you have a whole thing of desitin, like Vaseline is a little bit different. In general, according to this, Vaseline also, but he does bring from the Ber Moshe, Vaseline possibly could be Drabonin. So we'll talk about that separately, but let's say like desitin he brings down. As another example, if somebody has a jar of desitin, not the tubes, but the tubes also, but the jar, you stick your finger in, it stays where it is, right? Stick deodorant also, you stick your finger in, you push it in, it stays where it is. So all these various different type of things, we spoke about caulking and these type of things yesterday also, you stick your finger in, it stays where it is, the hole remains and it does not fall in. So that's what he says, that the hole remains even after the finger's withdrawn. It's a substance whose smoothing would taka be aser min haTorah, these type of things, as opposed to where he brings the lotion on the bottom. If they take away their finger, let's say you stick your finger into a substance, right? Let's say in a drink, a liquid. How to understand it? You stick your finger into a liquid, right? So when your finger's in a liquid, with a liquid, there's no question of smearing in general. There could be a question of smearing als refuah when it comes to oils or so on, but we have to talk about that separately. But as far as mimareh, the smearing, the iser min haTorah of smearing, even the rabbanon of smearing, in general, if something is a liquid, there is no iser as far as that goes. So if you stick your finger into a cup of water, let's say, good, so you have a hole in the water as long as your finger's there. As soon as you take away your finger, that second, the hole is gone. Right? Now you have other types of, let's say other types of creams, various different types of creams that sometimes people use, that they're low, they flow. It's not like water, but they flow slowly. But thereby, if you stick your finger in, good, you have a hole. Then when you move your finger out, slowly it just comes back, the hole closes up and becomes back the way it was. So that is moving into the lower level, which we're going to talk about, which will be Aser Midraban. Just to read the Lashon that he brings down from the Sefer Toldos Shmuel, it's a very interesting concept, the way he puts it down, that Aval Dover Shebeli Losai Raka, we had this Lashon when we spoke about the Isra of Lush, one of the Lamed Tes Melachos of kneading, Shebeli Losai Raka, it's a it's a weaker type of a mixture. Shabili lasa raka ma'oidi says, ad shemachmas rakusa, right? Because of its weakness, ein hagumois miskaimim, I'm sorry, ein hagumois miskaimim, elanoiflim me'alehem. So what happens? When you stick your finger in, you pull it out, the hole doesn't stay. It doesn't stay. It just falls by itself. So again, that's a lower level. Now, how much does it flow? That would depend on if it's Rabbanan or might possibly be Mutter altogether, Alts de Merlocha of Memachek or Memarech. But again, we have to see those examples. But I just want to make the distinction between whereby you take your finger out, let's say, of, like we said, Desitin, about in the bottle of Desitin, you're going to have the hole there. Whereby some of the other creams that are much looser, are going to start to close up. And then, of course, like we said, by liquids pulling it out, and it just goes right back that second, that is not Bechlal part of the malacha of memachek or memareach. Now, I do want to explain one thing, which we'll try and get into a little bit. Like we just said before, some of these items, especially in the malacha of memachek and memareach, so they are very closely related, and some of them are used for refuah, for various different type of things. Sometimes somebody has a cut, sometimes somebody has hands in the wintertime especially, so we have to try and see how it works a little bit. We're not going to get totally into the halachas of Hilchas Refuah right now, because it's a very, very large subject, Hilchas Refuah, and there's many various different details, and there's various different levels. But some here and there, since we are talking about creams, we're talking about lotions, we're talking about dentin and these type of things, we have to try and see how they apply halachically, whether there is memareach or even if there's not memareach, like I said, with the oil and so on. So we'll see as we go down the road. But right now we're just trying to establish again the categories of memareach. So that's what we have so far. We have the worst type of category, like we said, the whole stays. Then this type of category which it starts to close up over a quicker period of time. Now, just real quickly to start to move a little bit into the next, the lower category, then we'll go on in the upcoming shirim, brings down in the Sefer Shabbos Home, page 377, substances of lesser density are not included in the Iser Min HaTorah of smoothening out, like we said, if the hole closes up and so on, these type of things. However, so is there a problem? Is there a problem? In other words, if I could show you a cream, if I could show you an ointment is usually thick, but let's say there are various type of creams or lotions, actually, but there are a lot of type of lotions. I could show you a type of a lotion that possibly goes, and it's not or it's thick, but it's not so thick. It's not as thick as, like we said, but yet it's not like, it doesn't flow like water. Is there a problem with that? Okay, we're going to have to talk about how that works, but just to explain what the problem would be over there, it's not Osir Min HaTorah, but it would be Osir, again, we have to go through which ones. We're just saying right now a blanket statement, a general concept, that the Iser Midrabanan would be on the lesser type of substances, whereby it might flow a little bit or the hole closes up, like we said real quickly. The Chazal, he says, were concerned in allowing people to shmir these permitted type substances would lead to smearing the other substances, which are very thick. Again, if you stick your finger in, the hole stays. So therefore, they extended the iser of memareach, of smearing, to less thick substances too. And we're going to see how exactly that works. It's just, he gives a quick example, just to close off with this. He says, an example of the substance prohibited under the decree of, whereby it will be a drabanan, would be a thick, heavy type of oil substance. But we'll get a little bit more about that second category upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.